music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Are we on or are we not? I guess we are, I presume. Is that right, Mike Slobachek? Yes, he said we're on. Coming across pretty good? All right. Well, you can do it anytime you'd like. Okay, folks, it's me, Rick Adams. A bit of confusion here today, but as usual, confusion is what we deal with best, isn't it? It sure does. It sure is, and it sure is always the case. Babylon, they say in the scriptures, Babel is that word of confusion. Well, today is Saturday, as usual. We're only here once a week on Saturday, as you know. And today is Saturday the 23rd. And the 23rd, of course, is the Saturday before the very last Saturday that we shall appear here on this program, because then we're already, God willing, in the month of April. And that is always a pleasure to be with you in the month of April as well. So I have a special guest, you know, in the first hour. And also in the second, we will probably be brought on board with Art from Philly. He's been busy a couple of weeks or so. And we've been busy here as well with some of our great guests, as you know. But you know what? It matters not, because we have so much to talk about and to accomplish in so little time that I don't know where to begin. But you know, I always begin with a word from the scripture, because I believe it's so apropos now, especially in these days that we live, to fulfill the mission of bringing forth the truth. And the truth is, I'm right now in the book of Zechariah, and I'm almost at the end, personally, my day-to-day studies of the Old Covenant. We're getting there. We're actually getting there. I began this journey about three and a half years ago, chapter a day in every book, and very shortly I'll be on the New Covenant. And of course in Zechariah, in chapter 12, verse 3, I have quoted this verse to you many times, and it appears to be the most important time right now. This is the time of the end, folks. And he says, in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. That's fabulous. We're seeing all of that take place right now with this demand by the regime in Jerusalem, the occupying force of the Kenites, to have the whole world recognize it as a capital of the New World Order, one world system under the state that calls itself Israel. Now, why is this significant today, especially on this program? Well, because all of this bad fig tree, as Jesus would denounce it, would come as a result of what happened in World War II. And we still don't know in the official propaganda media what really did happen in World War II, because it is forbidden. And anyone who steps outside of that hidden tree, who comes out in the open, in the sunlight, and dares to proclaim the truth, will be either silent or will be sidetracked, will be waylaid, smeared, tarred, feathered, whatever it takes, punished economically especially. And that will be the case, as it has been on several occasions. My guest in this first hour is back by popular demand. His name is James Back. And he, of course, wrote the book, among other great treatises, Other Losses. I promised to bring him back, and I'm bringing him back today, and I believe he is with us. Hello, Jim. Are you there?
I'm right here, Rick.
It's wonderful to have you back.
Well, I'm very glad to be here. I always get a good response through the email when I've been on your program.
Well, I thank you for that. You, you know, you have done this great work many years ago, the early 90s, and when the book first came out, as I've said before, I was one of the first to latch onto it, to read it, to talk about it on local talk radio, and it certainly made a lot of noise, a lot of ruffles. It ruffled a lot of feathers because it gave an account that was contrary to the official account that has been given to us by the media and the government in World War II. And I know you have the video, which we have used that video on our local public access channel in my state of Rhode Island, and the same name, Other Losses. We may play a couple of minutes from that if we have time in this hour. But I did want to allow you first to tell us, what did this book, how has this book affected your ability to write other books, to write on other subjects economically? I understand you've had some serious economic repercussions. Will you tell us about that first?
Well, the worst of it was that after the first initial shock when the book came out, and it was a huge bestseller in Germany and Canada, the first shock after that was the reaction by the American government and my own government in Canada, plus the French and German governments, eventually shutting down my chance to publish. Publishers were warned off me by academics and journalists who told all kinds of nasty lies about me and slandered, and made it dangerous for me to publish any new work, and I had to subsidize the work myself, even though my books were bestsellers in two countries. So my wife and I could no longer afford to live in Toronto, which is a very expensive city. I guess all cities are now, but that one is especially bad. Mm-hmm. And we had to move out to our shaky old cottage 100 miles away in the woods. When I say shaky, I mean shaky. There were holes in the wall, and snow would blow in during a blizzard. And we'd come in the morning from the bedroom, and there, the living room, would have a sheet of snow starting at the north wall and running a few feet right into the room. It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
you got that fixed up, but I ran out of money.
You ran out of money.
Yeah, we were able to sell our house in the city, and we've been living on that for quite a while. But it all means that we have to appeal to our readers. I say our readers because my wife has been such a huge help to me in my work, translating into German and out of it and into Italian and out of it. I can speak French, and I'm okay in English too.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to ask your kind listeners to help us with our new work by going to my website, jamesback.com, and donating. There's a donate button there, and you can donate and help us to get around this sort of thing, this false news that many people like CNN and big networks are propagating. And we know how to, we're beginning to know how to advise people to get around that. I'll talk about that when you like.
Sure. I mean, you know, you can keep going. I'm just fascinated that, again, for new time listeners who are not savvy, that this is the price that you have to pay when somebody like you, in a scholarly manner, begins to retell the stories, the accounts of that war in which so many millions perished, so many millions were enslaved in the aftermath that you would be in somehow browbeaten, smeared, vilified, demonized without so much as a refutation of anything you said. And this is so typical. This is so routine for scholars to have to deal with. You know, we said the week before with, you know, Professor Matt Johnson, what he went through at the university level, forced out of teaching, forced to resign, to leave his positions because he was honest and truthful. And many of his students were quite receptive to the truth. That cannot be had. That cannot be allowed in a world in which a handful control the flow of information as well as disinformation throughout the media, because they own the media and they own most of the universities and colleges and the textbook companies and so on and so forth. So with all of that being the case, it's no wonder that what you've experienced is typical. But I must say that it took a heck of a lot of courage for you personally to put this massive work together about Eisenhower and the death camps for Germans, the singling out of Germans, the deliberate attempt to exterminate the German men and so forth and so far and so forth and so on. And what again made you do it? Was it just the fact that you had to do it, or were there other reasons?
Well, that's so difficult to answer. I don't know what to say, really, except when you're a writer, as I am, and you come upon a story at the beginning of a really good story, and you get partway in and it just goes on getting better and better, then you've got to go ahead. It doesn't matter what else happens in your life. You just do it, because that's what you're trained to do. That's what you were born to do. I have a saying now that if you're not destined to write it, you're destined not to write it. And that's what happened to me. I was destined to write it, and I did. Germans came up to me afterwards and said, only a Canadian could have written your book. And I didn't believe them at first. And then I realized that all the people, I got a bit of a cold. All the people who were associated with getting my book off the ground and into the hands of the public, we're all Canadian. My wife, myself, my magazine editor, and my book publisher, all Canadian, and academics who helped me, both Canadian. So that was a really important fact in it, that as a Canadian, I stood apart from the criminals who were Eisenhower, de Gaulle, Churchill, and quite a few others at the top end. Prime Minister of Canada, Mackenzie King, tried to make sure that the German prisoners in the hands of the Canadian Army at the end of the war were not murdered en masse the way they were in the American camps and the French and the Soviet. So that German was right to say that only a Canadian could have done it. Because all of the people who were involved were Canadian.
It's amazing.
Later on, go on.
No, I'm reacting with amazement. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I was amazed, too. I couldn't believe what I was finding as I was finding it. But it went on and on and on, getting more and more true. Until finally, at the end, the quest for me was not to find out more of all this deadly, horrible stuff, but rather that I wanted to find out how come it got to be hidden. And it's not just a question of a conspiracy of one religious group or another hiding it, or one interest group or another hiding it. I've concluded, and I'm going to be doing this in my next book, I hope, I'm concluded that everybody colludes in creating these myths. These myths, like ancient Greek myths of Zeus and Apollo and so on, are very comforting to us. We don't have to think. When the myth is propagated, it just becomes accepted by partly by journalism, partly by books, partly in films. And in the end, you just don't have to think anymore. You just vote Republican or conservative or liberal. You're laughing.
I hear you. I hear you. You know, it's a go-along to get-along society. And why make waves? Who cares? We don't care about anything as people. We care about ourselves and, you know, what we're going to have for dinner tonight and who we're going to meet tonight and who we're going to shack up tonight and who, what car we're going to buy tomorrow. We don't really care about the real important things. And that's how people can be led. Masses can be led into war, and how they can be led out of war into the next one. You see?
The thing is, Rick, we pretend to care, and that's our hope.
Right.
If we didn't pretend to care, then people couldn't criticize us for not caring. Your show is an example of that. That you and we, by listening, can pretend to care, but in that pretending, as a good theater, a good play in a theater, a good actor in a theater will induce emotions in you, and then those emotions sometimes get acted on. You go to a John Wayne movie, and you walk out, and you roll your hips around like you just stepped off a horse. You pull out your imaginary gun, if you're a kid, and you shoot a squirrel going over a bridge, and you're pretending to be John Wayne. Well, a lot of people, after they read about Nelson Mandela or a brave guy, wants to imitate him, and then he does. And so gradually, a little bit leaks out from the pretense. A little bit becomes real. I want to go on with that, with my
Go ahead. Continue. You're very interesting. You're teaching us a little more about this motivation. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not teaching. I'm learning. All I'm doing is passing on some learning. I think I know this, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, what are you now? I think you're 91, are you?
I'm going to turn 90 in a couple of weeks.
You're going to turn 90? Okay. I knew you were around that age, and it's amazing how much gusto you have, and that's wonderful because you can certainly get around and do things that others in their younger years can't do. So I guess there's a blessing to what you have done, and the work you have done to come back to give you a blessing in many ways, maybe not economically, but rich in spirit and in truth. So continue, please.
Well, you said blessing. There is a name for the blessing, and her name is Elizabeth. I was once at a party, and guys were standing around on the guy end of the room, and they were talking about whether they would get married again, and would they do that over again. So I said, no, I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't get married again to a woman. And a couple of the guys looked at me like, hope maybe he's just going to come out. And I said, no, I'm not going to marry a woman. I'd marry a saint. That's what I did the first time, and it worked. And that's her, Elizabeth. She's my blessing that keeps me going and keeps me on the rails, too.
That is wonderful. You know, I mean, if people go on IMDb and they look it up now, they can see the story of other losses, the video and the storyline, you know, during the Second World War, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and U.S. President Roosevelt agreed to the Morgenthau Plan to destroy Germany after the war. As soon as the fighting stopped in 1945, Poland and Russia annexed Eastern Germany, creating 16 million, I believe, yes, that's right, 16 million starving refugees with the British and the Russian approval. Prisoners in the United States and in France, camps that died of Allied action deliberately and intentionally after the war, then during the war itself. That is a shock of other.
We're breaking up, Rick. I can't hear you anymore. I'm getting music.
Yeah, that's break time. Stay with me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Go ahead, Mike.
By the end of 1944, the people of Germany were dying, their cities on fire, their armed forces surrounded, outnumbered, retreating on every front. Still, the conquering Allies were afraid of Germany despite their own overwhelming military strength. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill was afraid that the German spirit would rise again and they would attack the British Empire. American President Franklin Roosevelt was afraid that German industrialists would rise again and conquer world markets. Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin was afraid that German fascism would rise again and destroy communism. As Allied tanks were racing into Germany in September 1944, Churchill and Roosevelt met in Quebec City to decide what to do after the war was over. They discussed a plan to pasteurize Germany, which meant in reality to keep on killing Germans for years after they had surrendered. Pasteurize was a new word in Goodspeak, the language which controls people by deceiving them. Pasteurization meant that even after Germany surrendered, there would be no peace. Instead, the war would continue by other means. Like the war itself, the post-war treatment was carefully planned. First, Allied planes swept over the battlefields, dropping a powerful drug called hope onto the German soldiers. The drug was contained in millions of leaflets promising peace, food, and shelter if the soldiers surrendered. The next phase of the plan was devised by Roosevelt's friend Henry C. Morgenthau, who was Secretary of the U.S. Treasury. In their meeting at Quebec, President Roosevelt approved the Morgenthau plan to pastoralize Germany, but Winston Churchill said it was unnatural, unchristian, and unnecessary. Then Morgenthau persuaded Roosevelt to offer Churchill an enormous bribe of $6 billion to approve the plan. Churchill and Roosevelt secretly approved it in September 1944. Within a few weeks, the press discovered that the Morgenthau plan would starve Germans to death after the war. This enraged the people of North America and Britain, who wanted peace, not vengeance. In the United States, Thomas Dewey, a senior Republican, said, "This is like adding 10 fresh divisions to the German army." German propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels ordered every civilian to turn his house into a fortress. Roosevelt hastily covered up the Morgenthau plan under another Goodspeak term, Joint Chiefs of Staff Order 1067, or simply JCS 1067. Under this title, the Morgenthau plan to pastoralize Germany was being implemented even before the German surrender in May 1945. The Allies said in a press conference in March 1945 that their many millions of German prisoners would be protected by the International Red Cross under the Geneva Convention.
Now, no more killing, no more casualties.
But the Americans prevented the Red Cross from visiting the starving prisoners. Trying to give this treatment legal justification in March 1945, General Eisenhower, Allied commander in Western Europe, asked his commander in Washington, General George Marshall, to invent a new category called Disarmed Enemy Forces, DEF. This was more Goodspeak, meaning that many German soldiers lost their precious right to visits from the Red Cross camp inspectors under the Geneva Convention. When that right was abolished, Eisenhower could hide the deadly conditions in the U.S. Army prison camps.
That's good. That's the segment that we're playing, and I think that is a good summation of the intent of your book, that documentary, Other Losses. Is just an amazing thing to think of. Even the media then, there were still pockets in the media that allowed for the outrage to take place. You realize today, with all of the major media totally under the control of these families, that you wouldn't even get that information out. It would have to be us and the independent media. That is how controlled and how corrupt the so-called media giants are. But, you know, people like Joe Persico, which I'm sure you're familiar with, that wrote the book Roosevelt's Secret War, actually came out again, and he was another example of bravery, spilling the beans on Roosevelt's maps and his lies about German U-boats taking over from South America and coming up north and going to invade America with submarines and all sorts of military hardware from up above. And it was exposed as another lie, another hoax. All of this propaganda was just the tip of the iceberg, wasn't it? All right, we're going to take a break. I'll wait for your answer. Stay with me, James. Sorry about that. You stay tuned. Support RBN, folks. Now you know why.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, here I am back again, folks, and I just made a couple of comments to you, Jim. Can you now respond to what I just said after the clip?
Well, yeah, the clip talked about the deaths of Germans after the war because the Allies were afraid of them. They killed off, the Allies killed more Germans after the war than they'd killed during the war. That's an amazing assertion. And a horrible fact. There were some 11 million Germans who were deliberately starved to death or exposed to death because their houses were wrecked and they couldn't rebuild. And they couldn't rebuild because we wouldn't let them. We forced them to stop making oil so they couldn't, they could make some oil from the coal they had. And they couldn't make fertilizer for their agriculture, so they couldn't grow enough food. They weren't allowed to export for making money to buy food abroad. And if they did do that somehow, the Allies controlled all the money going in and out of Germany, and the Allies would just confiscate the money. And so that's how they starved upwards of 11 million German civilians after the war.
Would this be considered to be a war crime today?
It's a peace crime, yeah, or a war crime. Uh-huh. It's both. Under the Nuremberg rules, when we were hanging and shooting Germans for their crimes, practically everybody on the Allied side taking part in the Morgenthau Plan was eligible for the noose.
Yeah, yeah. These were the real criminals who actually, you know, with a hatred, a venomous hatred, and a vengeful spirit, starting probably with Eisenhower and others, would actually commit the greatest crimes. And, you know, if I tell people that, and I've shown it in my documentary that I've made over the years and my TV programs online, that the Allies committed the greatest war crimes of all, particularly with the Soviet Union, that they're shocked. They don't understand that. And I said, because you've been watching too much television. You've been watching Hollywood propaganda. You've been reading the New York Times. You've been watching CNN and all these other far-left extremist Marxist socialist venues of propaganda. You don't know reality. So when you show them that, they are left speechless because they still have not been told the truth, and even a small amount of that truth about how evil, you know, how evil that war was. You know, even, you know, people who were drafted into the services, you know, Hollywood actors like James Stewart probably would not have been able to make It's a Wonderful Life or any other movies following the war, actually, had it not been for his ability to actually come to grips with what they had done. He was one of those bomber pilots, you know, who, remember, these pilots did not discriminate. They did not just attack military installations. This was a war without rules of engagement, which meant that they could bomb and did bomb and strafe and do incredible carpet bombing to cities, civilians, children in their beds, incinerated by these so-called brave Allied bombers. This is not known to people today, Jim, although because of you and me and others, it is becoming increasingly known.
Yeah, well, that raises the question of the truth, as you were saying, you mentioned, and I've now decided that I'm not going to look for truth anymore. It's too difficult to define the concept. I wasn't really sure myself what truth is. But I knew one thing, and that is that I could be accurate. And all the people that you're talking about who are telling the lies, they're not accurate. That's one way to tell they're a liar. They can't get things correct. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important distinction, and that's what I'm working on now, and that's why I'm appealing to the good listeners on Republic Radio to donate so I could continue this work and perhaps offer to you guys at Republic the fruits of my research. And so far, I'm able to see how it is that you can run a couple of tests to look for accuracy instead of truth. And this works, I think. And it's only a small step. But as the Chinese say, the longest voyage begins with a single step. And E.L. Doctorow, the famous Jewish writer from New York, has also said, you only see a little way ahead when you're driving at night. Your lights will only show you a little way ahead. But then you go that way, and you get the next way, and pretty soon you're at the end of your voyage. So a little bit at a time, and you find your way to the what you want. And that's what I think I'm doing when I advise people to get accurate. There's one way you can tell that something is inaccurate. For instance, on the weather network right now, you can look and see that people are saying, scientists so-called, are saying that the permafrost line in Canada has moved 140 kilometers north in the last century. And then you read a little bit more and you find that it's not exactly that the permafrost line has moved. What they're really talking about is the air temperature Now, that there's a huge difference between one and the other, but you don't find that in the headline. When you read farther, you find, no, that's not really what we said. They're always changing what they said. And then you get further on, and you find that it's not just the air temperature, it's something else. So they're constantly shifting their terms of reference. And this is not any kind of very difficult concept. Permafrost really means just frozen ground. It's pretty easy to tell. Stick a thermometer in, and that's how you know that they're telling inaccurate stories. And that is not what you want.
How can, let me ask you right now, because I don't want to have to run out of time. I want to make this a little bit of a mission that we could all benefit from here at RVN, God willing. How can we help you make this happen? Where can people and how can they contribute to this effort?
Well, they can come out of my website, jamesback.com. That's jamesback.com. And there's a donate button there. And we can continue this work into investigating how you can check for false news or fake news, false news, by these simple tests. That's the first one I've just given you. But there's more to come, and I want to do some more research.
All right, jamesback.com, folks.
Yeah, I got it wrong. It should be jamesback, no dot in the middle, just jamesback, all one word, jamesbacque.com.
Right, right, jamesback, one word, okay. I assume that, but now let us go from here. You know, was one of the main contentions, of course, that you made was the fact that the German nation, and you know, was victimized at least twice, three times perhaps, and God knows the exact number of people who died between the period leading up to World War One, through the Weimar Republic, through the hyperinflation that destroyed Germany, through World War Two. All of that amounts to even, I believe, from what I've seen, even greater numbers of Germans who were singled out as an ethnic group because of an ethnic cleansing attempt using this Roosevelt administration, using Joe Stalin, using Churchill because of the blackmailing that they had on him concerning his notorious habits and so on and so forth. But the fact is, installing leaders as they do now with Trump and with all of these others, Obama and whoever it may be, Theresa May, and so on and so forth, to be able to bring about that kind of war crime, as you said, that ethnic cleansing, that today, after the Geneva Conventions, would be totally, in and of itself, a very heinous war crime. Even the very threat, you know, of threatening another nation. When Bush was threatening to destroy the people of Iraq in similar fashion, like Germany, and they did, it was a war crime just to threaten them, according to this Geneva Convention, okay? So what we have is an impotent United Nation, the dangerous concept to me, because it represents the one world global union. Nevertheless, they violated the precepts of their own treaties and their own laws. They were only meant for all the other nations, but not those who are in control. So all of this happened, and economically speaking, you bring out the vested interest in trying to destroy the German ingenuity. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, that started about 1895, and it was a committee of people, including the future king, Edward VII, and a number of people around him, eventually including David Lloyd George, Winston Churchill, Prime Minister Grey, and the very, very rich guy from South Africa called Cecil Rhodes, and Lord Natty Rothschild of the famous banking family. All of these people got together and decided that the British Empire was the greatest thing ever, and it should be protected, and the Germans who were now making too much steel and taking markets away from the British homeland, that the Germans would have to be destroyed. And in 1895, they began plotting the war that eventually became the First World War and then the Second World War. And all of this destruction of Germany has been revealed in documents by two brave Scotchmen named Doherty and MacGregor. And their book is called Hidden History. And it documents how the Americans were dragged in and duped by the Canadians and the British. The Canadians were especially bad, and I'm saying that from knowledge of the way my people were in the 1930s and 40s. We're always trying to inveigle you guys into fighting on our side, and we succeeded. You guys were sent to die in Europe to defend the British Empire. And anyway, that book, Hidden History, by Doherty and MacGregor, a great book, is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other places in the States. And you can buy it and read it and find out how that plot is still going on.
Incredible. Oh, it is, absolutely. This has been, you know, major economic warfare as well as political and psychological all during these war years. And you look at George Marshall and Stimson of the War Department and what they had their, you know, fingers in as far as the pie is concerned. They all had economic lusts and control grid factors involved. And, you know, Japan, as you know, Japan was the laughing stock of American imports. When I was growing up, we used to all laugh and say, look at that, made in Japan, you know, little novelties and things of that sort, because one of my family members had a novelty store, and we'd look at it and say, oh, that's made in Japan, and that would be a big giggle. We didn't realize that the Japanese, after being destroyed and raped and pillaged and then nuked, the children killed, incinerated in cold blood, that then they would be used as a great vestibule for slave labor, but a democratic slave labor, under the new democratic government of Japan, to import goods so that the middleman would make all the money, and we know who they are. So with this Cosa Nostra, as I call it, in control, they would be able to use Japan until such time as we could normalize relations with Red China. And, of course, since then, Red Chinese labor could be employed to flood the markets, and with all of these free trade zones help bring about the demise of America as well. So, you see, what America had doled out in World War II, Jane, it looks like America is receiving the back of the hand once again, the boomerang effect, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that.
To my mind, it is, yeah.
Yeah, well, certainly the Americans were greatly helpful to the Europeans after a certain time after the Second World War.
It well, the Marshall Plan.
Yeah.
Marshall Plan, for one, yeah.
That's an example of what I mean about it's a good thing that Americans and Canadians and so forth pretend to be good people. Because once in a while, they get called out, and they have to be that, or they look bad. And once in a while, that works. That, you know, the pretense becomes real. It's not very often, but it does happen. And it's just enough to make you and me believe there's hope.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing, is we know that this cycle of hope and despair and hope and despair, so on and so forth, continues to generate. So they can be morphed into the next adventurous activity.
Yeah.
After the hot war of World War II, immediately the changes were made under Truman here, in that we went from a War Department to a defense industry. That proved the point that it was a racket, as General Smedley Butler said, you know. War is a racket, and it's the biggest, oldest racket going since the time of prostitution. And we've proven that. We've shown that we had a new enemy to fight. And NATO was formed to protect us against the very creature that we created. And this laugh, this con game continues right up until this moment. And it doesn't matter who you come up with as an enemy. As long as you demonize them in the media, they will be the target of the average Joe, Joe Sixpack, as we call him. And that's a yin-ing and a yang-ing, you say? A yin-ing us and yang-ing us, Jim.
I suppose. But anyway, I'm glad that you are doing this work. It would be just hopeless otherwise.
Oh, we got a lot of people on your side. We'll come right back. I want you to maybe if people would like to, take a call or two, folks. We'll be right back with Jim Back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, folks, we're back, and we don't have too much more time, but we have time for your phone call. If you have a comment for Jim Back, if you have a question, quickly, you can do so now at 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll put you right on because, Jim consented to the first hour with me. I know we could go on every week for 2 hours. I wish we did have the time, but unfortunately the reality is we don't. So
you know, again, by the way, next Saturday we have scheduled Thomas K. Kimmel, the eldest living grandson of Admiral Husband Kimmel from Pearl Harbor. And he's going to give me and you details on the massive Soviet apparatus at work in Britain and the United States leading up to Pearl Harbor and what kind of incredible control they had in the media as well. That's the key, is the media. So, Jim, you know, you are working on this next project, and you've done other projects. We've alluded to them in the past. I just don't want to remove the focus from this incredible work that has been done by you, other losses. How many people, could you give me a ballpark figure as to how many people have shown interest on Amazon, for instance, purchasing your book?
Well, the book, my books in total, have sold 500,000 copies or a little bit less. Mm-hmm. My movies and the broadcasts on the BBC, CBC, and Good Morning America and the Dan Rather Evening News, that's many, many millions more. Mm-hmm. And then my films on YouTube, mm-hmm, have been who knows how many, hundreds of thousands certainly, and probably in the low millions, I couldn't say. But people keep phoning me and coming to the door and writing to me and emailing me and, mm-hmm, whatever. The interest just goes on and on.
That's incredible. Do you get some, I'm sure you do, get some negative feedback and negative criticism?
Yeah, I once got a death threat from a guy in Texas. He phoned in a death threat, so I didn't really take it seriously. The worst of it has been that the campaign of slander and libel amongst editors and journalists and so forth, which have made it impossible for me to... I've been fired from my job, basically, that was it. Publishers have told me, this is a great book, I'm going to publish it, and then it turns out later on, no, I can't do it, the owner won't let me. Editors say that, I want the book, and then the publishers won't do it.
What happened to the slogan, "Why We Fight for Freedom and Democracy and Brotherhood and Love and Sovereignty and all of these things"?
Well, that's just a joke. That's part of the thing I'm talking about. That's, we have all these pretenses. That's the pretense.
And can you stay, Jim?
Once in a while, by accident, that comes true.
All right. Listen, hold on if you can. I can spare a couple of more minutes. Can you?
Sure.
All right. Stay where you are, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.